State Cross Country Meet from St. Olaf College in Northfield, brought to you by Prairie Brand Seeds, United Prairie Bank, Mattress Barn Marshall, Lockapaw Mutual Insurance, Erickson Chevrolet, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Genio Turkey Store, Heartland Eye Clinic, Madison Bottling Company, Farmers Co-op Association, Farmers Emergent State Bank, Prairie Winds Wellness, Minneota, Miller Services Incorporated, Steve Haas, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Ludvigs and Tiling, Countryside Auto, Minneota, Egg Processing Incorporated, and United Prairie Insurance Agency.
Ed Hegland reporting back again from St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota at the Minnesota State High School Cross Country Meet. And I have Coach John Sherb with me. He's going to give us a wrap-up of the day's activities. First, we'll go through the boys' race and let us know individually and team-wise how everything played out, John.
Oh, going over, Mike Walt was our top runner. Ran a really good race coming back in the field there. He ended up finishing, and I got to check here. And I'm going to give you a team place, but then I'll readjust it when I go look over here. Mike was, I believe he was 22nd individually. He was 14th on the team score. He went 16:33. Zeke Sather was behind him at 24th at 16:24. Griffin Johnson was 26th at 16:57. Ian Allpress was next at 48 at 17:10. 17:34 for Mason Bramer at 61st. Peyton Sterig was 17:50, and Colby Duth was 17:53. They were 71st and 73rd. And that's team, because the numbers are going to go up higher on their placing. And if you look at it, I believe it's real fast, sorry. Mike Call was 22nd, and then Zeke was, Griffin was 43rd individually. Zeke Sather, right in front of there. Zeke was 40th. I mean, that's, you know, if you look at it, that's really, really good to see where we're finishing. Ian Allpress, was at ninth, is that he was under, there he is. Ian is at 83rd. I need new context. 83rd, and then we had Mason Bramer, 113, and Colby Duth is at 131. And right in front of, right behind, let's see, right in front of him was Peyton Sterb at 128. Scoring-wise, just came up a little flat. You know, we had seven great times. It's just, unfortunately, we probably, of our seven guys that ran, we had five really, really big runs. We had two average runs. And at this state level, you can't have any average runs. And thing is, you can say the two are average, other ones can pick up for them, too. So, I mean, it's a team thing. We still ran very well. It's just this level of where we're at. We need to be a little bit better. And I, you know, we're just, so scoring wise, we end up finishing fourth. Perm just is another level. Like I mentioned earlier, they were 64. West Central, 140. They were second. Mora was 161. We were fourth at 170, so 9 points back. And then Nova was right behind us in fifth at 183. And then East Grand Forks was in sixth at 201. So very, very pleased with that, with the boys. You know, it's just that, can't quite get over the hump, you know, frustration. But again, you just got to like the way these kids compete at this level.
And we know they'll be real competitive again next year. We lose one senior, Ian Allpress. Tell us what you expect. Already looking forward to next year. We can't wait on this, can we, John?
Well, next year is next year. A lot of things can happen by next year. But, you know, we've got a very, very talented crew coming back again. Those guys are all going to need to move up on the level to make up. And then, we'll have someone. There's always someone in the woodwork that always seems to step up to the next level. And that's going to be the next question. Could it be a 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th? You know, one of those guys could very easily, if they put a little more time in the summer, we could have a very, very team that, very good team that could be on the podium. Again, we're in a good stretch right now. We've got this notoriety for us, and these kids just need to get over this hump we're in.
Right. Well, congratulations on that. Now let's go through the girls' scoring and the girls' individual placing.
Isabel Sherm really, really closed out her high school career in cross country. You know, for a girl that comes out as a ninth grader, her first time out in cross country, and it's an alternate on our relay on our team for our state team her freshman year to be all state, and that is impressive. She PR'd big time for us, and I'll try to make it a little bit quicker. Isabel was 15th overall, ran a personal best of 19:22. Just a great finish and great, really gutsy performance there to go at. Grace Hagelin closed out her career 70th. And she went 2013, which is only 8 seconds off her PR. So another solid finish for her. Annika Fernals was 78th, and she was just a little bit behind her at 2021, which I believe is a PR for her. So it's another, you know, a great finish. And she's only in eighth grade. If we can find that one more little snitch out of her, we're really going to be interesting. Taylor Shells had bounced back, had a really, really good race compared to, you know, she had top one sections, had some issues with some muscles, finished very well. 123rd at 21:16. And then Alex Stitt had a PR. She was 141st at 21:45. And then Georgia Will was 166th at 22:50. And Josie Sherb was 170th at 23:05. Really, really good to see where those finished teams, and really, really ran well team score. You know, if you remember, I said our goal was top 10. Well, we were 8th, and we were only, I think, 2 points out of 7th. So very, very good finish. You know, Perm's girls in going in with them and actually Cotter, but Perm won it, but only, they won it with 94. Howard Lake Waverly came in and really, really surprised a lot of people. They were 99th. Cotter was 3rd at 140. Laverne, you know, outstanding program down there. They were a little bit short. They were got kind of stuck with the same thing with us. They're at 147. They're 7 points out of it on the hardware. And then Staples Motley was 5. So you really got to like the way the kids competed, handled the conditions, handled the stress, handled the weather. You know, it wasn't the greatest of conditions, but it could have been a lot worse than what it could have been. So very, very fortunate with that.
That's right. The weather really cooperated. And on the girls' side, if I got my numbers right, I think the Section 3A it's got to be, it's just such a tough section. We had, I think there were 5 girls that finished in the top 20 out of Section 3A at the state meet, so that's really tremendous. You've got a couple of seniors there that'll be moving on from their cross-country careers. What do you have look forward to for next year with the girls program?
Well, we've got some young ones that are in the system right now that can help us. We've got some older ones, too, that can help us. They need to put some time in the summer. You know, we always talk about some of that summer running. That helps a little bit. Get some strength that way. Also, we seem to always find a couple in the woodwork, and hopefully we can find a few in the woodwork that'll help us too, that can step in, you know. Yeah, you got Griffin Johnson on the boys' side. Didn't run this last year, came out this year, and has a huge success for us on the team there, so that's just, you gotta like that. So the girls are gonna have some holes, but again, that's part of, I always tell the girls and the guys, you're fortunate, you graduate, you get to move on, I'm still here, so we gotta try to find someone to replace you, and I think what their leadership role, hopefully these other kids will step up and go to another level to what they've done with both, you know, with the two girls we lose, with Grace and Isabel, and then on the boys' side with Ian. You know, those three have really put their time in over the years, and it's been fun to have those guys for their years.
Well, congratulations on a great season and a great state meet, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us. And with that, we'll sign off from St. Olaf College, Northfield, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Chris Evanroff of the Ortonville Trojans, and you're listening to State Cross Country on Q92.
Hi, my name is Mackenzie Ruther from the Canby Mineota Cross Country Team. You're listening to State Cross Country on Q92.
State Cross Country Meet from St. Olaf College in Northfield, brought to you by Prairie Brand Seeds, United Prairie Bank, Mattress Barn Marshall, Lockaparral Mutual Insurance, Erickson Chevrolet, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Genio Turkey Store, Heartland Eye Clinic, Madison Bottling Company, Farmers Co-op Association, Farmers Emergent State Bank, Prairie Winds Wellness, Mineota, Miller Services Incorporated, Steve Haas, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Ludvigson Tiling, Countryside Auto, Mineota, Egg Processing Incorporated, and United Prairie Insurance Agency.